getting ready to fast. You can't do it without asking me. And God said, don't fast long lest you defraud my body, because your body is my body and your stuff is mine and mine is yours. And whenever we come together, we crescendo and come together in a love embrace. And to this end, watch this, because I'm going somewhere. To this end, God creates the crescendo of sexual intimacy. It is unlike any other physical need in the body. It's not like drinking water. I need it, but it don't feel the same. It's not like eating food. I need it, but it don't feel the same. But when I have sex with my wife, my covenant partner, it takes me to another zone, because there is an element of celebration, because what it celebrates is that it is the rejoining of what God formed in Adam. It is the coming together of who we were before, and God puts a thunder around it and an applaud around it and a great crescendo around it that is so powerful. And right when I think Paul is teaching about marriage, he freaks on me again and said, I'm not speaking unto you about marriage. He said, but I speak unto you regarding Christ and the church. I mean, I was right in the middle of sex. I mean, we was one flesh. And he snatched me away and said, no, Jace, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about Christ and the church.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Come on, church, make some noise in this place.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
I'm going to, yes I am, I'm gonna move in my room upstairs. Oh, that is why I'm so happy. In spite of all the cares and trouble, I'm getting ready, Lord, to move upstairs. Well, I'm gonna, I guess I am. I'm gonna move in my room. I'm gonna move upstairs in my room. So happy, in spite of all my cares and woes, I'm getting ready, I'm getting ready, I'm getting ready, I'm getting ready. To heaven just to sing and shout. Nobody there gonna put me out. You don't believe I've been redeemed. Follow me down to the Jordan stream. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready. Ready. When you see me crying, I'm just getting ready. When you hear me singing, I'm just getting ready. When you hear me moan, I'm just getting ready. Dirt and river, cold and wild. Dirt and river, chilly and cold.
Song say we're getting ready to move into our room upstairs. If you're ready, give the Lord a hand clap of praise this morning. Now I know, without a doubt in my mind, somebody I check and say that I made it out all right through the grace of God. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Woo! We come to praise the Lord this morning. Come on! Is alive. We're gonna play, we're gonna praise God this morning. Oh, lying devil. Yeah. I made it out all right. Come on. Oh, yeah. Woo! Come on, church, help us. I made it out all right.
I made it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I made it out.
If you know you made it out all right, stand up on your feet if you know you made it. You know you're still here for a reason. Stand up on your feet. Come on. Oh, yeah. Oh, I made it out. Through the grace of God, I made it out. I made it out. Come on, Chuck. Thank you, Lord. You didn't let. Still in the fight. All right, here we go. Here we go. Hey. I made it out all right. 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 Thank you. You didn't let. Thank you. You didn't let. I'm still in the fight. I made it out all right. I made it. Somebody clap their hands for Jesus. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you. Too much with this choir, but I think we can make it over if the Lord with us. Ain't that right? How many of you are depending on the Lord this morning? You know what? He's on time. Oh, yes, he is. That the same God that brought the children of Israel across the Red Sea is the same God that's watching over us right now. So I need a few witnesses here at New Scott out of this moment. Will y'all be a witness for me? See you.
I'm so glad that we're able to wave our hands.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Move our legs. Wave our hands. Ain't God good?
Time God. We want to give God the glory for being on time. The honor and the praise that's deserving to him. To all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, we thank God for you today. I want to say to all the officers of the church, we thank God for you today. Choir, thank God for you, all the musicians, everyone that's in the house, I thank God for it. It's a blessing to be able to say I thank God for you. I know we do a lot of talking all the time, and we don't prove ourselves. We need to prove ourselves first, according to the scripture. We got to be first proving ourselves before you try to improve somebody else. You got to be first proven. Now, that's what the words say. Now, maybe y'all got some other ologies or something. I don't have that. I got to walk by the word. If I'm your teacher, I'm your pastor, whatever, that which God give me, I have to give it to you straight like God say. I can't change it or tell you this is what I preach and feel. That ain't got nothing to do with salvation, my feeling. It got to do with the word say. And I believe in the word. I don't care what you say, who you say it, or what you say it, the word is the truth. This is the only truth that I know on this earth. We talk about all this stuff in the world. It don't amount to nothing. What's happening in New York, D.C., where, that don't amount to nothing. In the end results, we're going to have to face the word. Somebody say, what is the word? The word is God. The word is Jesus. The word is the Holy Ghost. That's what you got to face. God ain't going to judge you about the Fifth Amendment and the Second Amendment. He don't even know nothing about that. That's us for that foolishness. We split. All over the world, they got words called Democrat and Republican. That's just to split the church up. Yeah. Yeah, we're all one people, yeah, according to the holy word of God. We're one people. We was purchased with blood to bring us one to oneness. Why don't we want to be one? I want to bring something to you today. Everybody here know it better than I know it. I just want to share it with you. I heard about it, so I'm going to try to tell you out the book this morning. I'm going to try to tell you what the book say. What today is? Communion day, ain't it? What is that communion? Broken body, shedded blood? Symbolic to what the words say today. We want to try to get some understanding today. Because Lord help me, everybody all over the earth taking communion don't even know what they're doing. They don't know the danger in it. I'm going to make a little step today. We want to try to go through it. I can't read all this till you go upset you. I know. See, Lionel Smith know. I don't have my doctor's degree, but I know Jesus. And I know the things that he said because it's in the book. And when I get out the book, I'm on self. I'm in self. And the Bible tells me a selfish person can't inherit the kingdom of God. I don't want to be in self at no time. If I can't say what Jesus say, I need to shut my mouth up. The Bible says if you add to or take anything away, your name can be taken out the Lamb book of life. It's amazing to me today. Today is communion, y'all. I know everybody here, they was good people yesterday, right? Because they know communion was the day. Okay, preacher, I see you back there. So I got to do good last night and today. I'm a good boy. But what about Monday through Friday? So what I want to do today, I want to take you step by step. Don't y'all get upset with me in the choir stand. Step by step. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 11 chapter. Starting with the 17th verse, we're going to just talk to you about it. I want you to look at it as well. You don't have to stand up. Sit down. Too much noise and stuff anyway. I want to show you what the word said. We're not used to this because we go on traditions. You don't like folks to tell you what the book say because you want an opinion. And you want to tell the pastor, I think it ought to be like, don't you think? I don't want you thinking. I want you to go by what the word say. In 1 Corinthians 11, chapter 17, verse says something like this. Now in this I declare unto you, I praise ye not that ye come together, not for the better or for the worse. Lord, help me, Jesus. Why do you come to church today? We should have come to praise and lift up the name of Jesus. That should have been the priority. We come to lift Jesus up today. Nothing else. Nothing premature. Sister so-and-so did something last week. I'm going to tell her about it. That ain't your business. Keep your mouth closed. Do what God told you to do. And you can go home with him. When he come back, you can go with him. You ain't come for no mess. You ain't going to say it that if I ask you how many people here come for mess to straighten somebody out this morning. You ain't going to raise your hand, but that's what you came for. I'm looking at the word. I'm looking right at it. When we come together, not for the better, but for the worse. If you don't do things that's positive, then you're going to do bad things. If you don't love, you're going to hate. Let's run brief. This is long. But first of all, when you come together in the church, I hear that there are hurt division among you, and I partly believe it. When you come together at the church, what you coming for? I come to praise God. I come to have a good time. I come that God may cover me with his love, with his peace, with his joy, with his understanding, with his patience, with his endurance. That's what I come for. I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, we got preconceived ideas in the church. That's why the church not powerful. Because we don't do it just like God say. We want to do it like we do it. And that's out of order with God. When you yes shall appear, we're going to be like him. So why practice not what he do now? What did I come to church for? Did I come to show off my white suit, my white shoes, my red socks, my red tie, and my strut? Did I come to please God today? I want to lift the name of Jesus up that God can give me some honor and some praise in my life and make me shine as light of this world. But there must be, I'm telling you what the book say, y'all. It said there must be also heresies. This is the church of God, y'all. He said in the midst of the church, you got people that are talking crazy, got hearsay, sister so-and-so say. She say, he say, she say, everybody say, and the pilgrim travel say somebody lying. Somebody got to be lying. You got to prove your point these days. Got to be proved. Got to have proof. You got to manifest Christ in your life. You got to manifest the proof that you talk about somebody else. Make sure it's the truth. And then when it's the truth, you go to that individual single-handed and tell them about their deeds. That don't have to be in the church. That's where we have mess. Now watch this. Remember this communion. This communion today. If I come to this church want to get on with Joe all cut, I'm in a bad position. I'm in a position of the devil. That ain't my job to get on here. My job is to teach you the word. And the word is supposed to convict people. Not condemn them, but convict them that they may change to the righteousness of God. When you come together, therefore, into one place, not to eat the Lord's Supper. See this right here. You, normally, when we come here, we say, I'm taking communion today. You can't get a seat in the church on communion day. I wish it had been like that today, because so everybody can hear the real truth, what the Bible really said about the Lord's Supper, his broken body and shedded blood. You need to hear that so we stop getting all these ideas that we got in the midst of the church. Causing division among church members, causing this, that, and other to happen. We don't need that. We come with a clear heart, clear mind, clear spirit, that we be worthy to partake of this broken body and what? Shedded blood. God help us. But in eating, everyone take before other his own supper. And one is hungry, the other is drunken. Good God Almighty Jesus. I'm going to say this. If you're coming just to eat, the book tells me eat at home. Eat at home. When you come here, you're coming for the discernment of the broken body and shedded blood of Jesus Christ that he died on Calvary for. That's the whole promise of coming to church. In remembrance of me, do that for God. I don't, my mind is not set on no one thing. My mind is set on Jesus only. And when I get up here to proclaim these words, I got to speak it like Jesus speak it, not like you want me to speak it. If I do what you want, then I ain't of God. If I do like God say, then I'm of God. Keep that in mind. And I ain't got nothing new. You know, people run around here hollering about the Spirit told them to say this, then. If it ain't in the Scripture, I'm telling you to your face, you're lying. I ain't ashamed to say it, you're lying. If it ain't Scripture, you're lying. See, Smith bigoted, no, I'm not, I'm truthful. The book say that. We got to love one another, come together. We got to be prayerful one for another. We can't come to eat when we see our dinner or something. You can't be glutton. Take what you need. When Israel was in the wilderness, God sent quails and food down for these people, and he told them these words, said, don't take no more than you need. You take more than you need, I'm going to let it spoil, and when you eat it, you're going to come sick. I'm talking about communion now. Making you worthy to take communion. Say, what have ye not? Don't you have houses to eat in or drink in? Or despise ye the church of God and shame them that have not? You know, when on the day of Pentecost, we're going to go there a minute. On the day of Pentecost, the people that was rich, the people had much, they sold it and shared among all the people in the church. And the Bible tell me nobody lacked nothing. Nobody lacked nothing because they all had, because there was true believers in Christ Jesus. They was filled with God's power. Everybody that was in the church in the upper room was filled with the Holy Spirit of God. Wasn't nobody left out because they was all on one accord. They was all on one accord. Now, if you allow me to go and prove myself, I'm going to go to the book of Acts, second chapter. I want to read it to you. Some, you know, we got a lot of believers believe their way is the right way. And God told them something. He ain't told them nothing but what's in this book. Y'all hear me? He'll give you a prophecy, but all he said is in this book. He'll give you a prophecy for the upkeep of your own life. Hear what the word of God asked, second chapter of Acts. Listen to what it says. We got about 4 or 5 verses I'm going to read to you, but this is what you need. I ain't talking about what you want. This is what you need. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord, huh, in one place. Do you hear? I preach this every day. Every time I get up, I say, look, forget all that thinking. Let's get on what the words say. And I'm giving you what the words say. You looking at it like I am right now. And it says, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Don't you know when God's power will come in here, everybody's supposed to get it because we're in one place with one mind, one accord, one spirit. It's supposed to hit everybody in here. We're supposed to think just alike, y'all. Too many thoughts in the church. Too many. I'm going to give you a straight word. And there appeared unto them cloven tongue, like as of a what? A fire. And it set upon what? Upon them. Do you not know? And you need to know this, when God created everything, everybody on earth spoke the same language. Everybody spoke the same language. You had to guess what they were saying. When cloven tongues and the tongues come on under the covenant, old covenant that God gave the covenant, you know why he did that? Because Nimrod and the Canaanite people was building a tower to heaven, and the only way, now watch this, the only way they wasn't going to build a tower to heaven, they started getting confused. God had to come down and confuse their language. So when they asked for straw, they sent them mortar. They asked for mortar, they sent them straw. They didn't understand, so they couldn't complete it. Now watch this now. A house divided among itself cannot stand. When we ain't on all on the same accord, we ain't gonna stand, y'all. You can't stand. You got to be one. God, help us. Help us, Lord. Now watch this. Watch what the words say here. Help us, Lord Jesus. They was filled with the Holy Spirit. And they all gave utterance to what the Lord has given them. All of them were speaking their own native tongue. Their own native tongue. You know, in church, we got people preconceived now. There's another language that we have to speak. It is. When the Spirit of God is upon you. But see, and they hollered about everybody speaking the same language. Galilean, no, it wasn't. They were speaking their own native language. But what the Holy Spirit did, because all of them was on one accord, the Holy Spirit gave everybody an understanding of what being said. And I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. Carl filled with the Holy Ghost. She filled with the Holy Ghost. We ought to think just alike. Shouldn't have no deviation of thoughts. If it is, somebody ain't saved. The word said, hear us, say. And they was dwelling at Jerusalem, Jew, devout men, big shot people, out of every nation under heaven. Watch this. Under heaven. Now when they was noise, when the noise abroad, the multitude come to together and were what? Confounded, because that every man heard them speaking his own native language. That's amazing. That is amazing. That's what God wants us to understand. It gonna work when we speak and be together on one accord, one mind, one spirit. It's gonna be just like God said for it to be. And we got to acknowledge that. Now, watch this. See, he went on to tell us, he'll say, for what have ye not houses? Don't you have houses these? Or to drink in or despise? Ye the church of God, and shame them that have not. God, just because I got $4 in my pocket, I pull it out and throw it on the table, and somebody here want to do good, and they don't have nothing. And I shame them and say, everybody bring a 20. Give me a $100 bill. I'm shaming you. You don't have. You did the best you possibly can. Everything you could, your heart is open for Christ. And I'm trying to bring you to open shame to make me look big, make you look little. That's a sinner. And you ain't fixed by God because the Holy Ghost don't teach that. We all got to be on one accord. A house divided among itself, what? The Bible said it can't stand. Help us, Lord. Help us, Jesus. Help us this day. It's amazing, y'all. It's amazing what God is doing with us today. Now watch this. For I have received of the Lord, now watch this, please hear me, that which I also delivered unto you. What I'm saying today is written, y'all see that? Do y'all see that in y'all Bible? So you know I'm not making nothing up. This is what the words say. What I receive, I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night that which he was betrayed, he took what? What did the bread represent? His body. That was tortured for us. His body. Broken for us. We don't understand that. Slapped him. Bow! Pierced him in the side, the body, being torn apart. Just to save us, bring us back to the Father. That's what he suffered for. We got to come eat, partake of this bread and this wine in that same manner. Not to just say I took communion. Now watch this. I'm finna step on some feet now. If people not here, we have picked up an attitude that ain't scripture nowhere. Go take them their communion. Tell me where it's found in the Bible. Where it's found in the Bible. They should be here. If they sick, if somebody well enough to get up, somebody ought to bring them here. That's why we got to be on one accord, one mind, one spirit. That's it. That's a good cop-out. Good cop-out. I don't feel like going today. Some deacon's going to bring me my communion. For what? Where that scripture to tell me? Y'all, somebody help me out this morning. Where that's found in the scripture? To take them their communion. Come on, y'all, you Bible scholars. Where's that? That's us. That's us. And there ain't nothing wrong with it, but that's us. That's our rule. We made it. Help us, Lord. Help us. Help us, Lord. And when he had given, watch this, thanks, he broke it and said, take ye, this is my body. Watch this. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. This body tore up just for you. Why, when they smite him inside the head, he didn't say a word. When they pierced him inside, he didn't say a word. But the holiness of God, when the blood comes streaming down, it had an effect on this whole society. Even ran over grave, and the people that were dead in their grave got up and walked the streets of Jerusalem. Come on now. What did it say, power in the blood? Still is today. But we got to accept it. We got to get ourselves together right according to the will of God that the blood still work. My God, my God, my God. After the same manner, also he took the cup. The cup, keep that in mind. When he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Look, every Sunday we want them, it's up to us. We can take communion every Sunday. I heard the people say a little few minutes ago, look, faith is not just for one day. It's for every day. It's, you got to have faith every day. You don't never know what you're going to meet and what you're going to come up on. Have faith in God that he will deliver you. That's what we eat for. That's what why we partake of this. Uh-oh, Shmear. Got to have the right attitude. Right spirit. My little pretty girl here, if I can't play with her. Boy, that sugar. If I can't play with her, something wrong with her or me. Y'all hear me? Something wrong with her or me. Something wrong. We're supposed to be so happy unless 100-something is a lie. Unless it's a lie. And I don't know lie in this book. Well, sometimes we go around supposed to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Better tell me how. How in the world that's the Holy Ghost? Y'all tell me what that's found in the scripture. Where's found there? I'm supposed to turn my head and don't speak to you because I'm filled with the power of God. God sent Jesus into the earth to save people. He didn't send him not one time to the church. Y'all going to put me out this week? Okay, no matter. I'm all right. I ain't boasting. I'm all right. Y'all can put me out. Don't matter. I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm going to tell you the truth. We are the will of God most times by tradition of men, not by God. God said he'll never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He's going to say he's going to be with us always, even to the end of this world. We don't trust him enough. We want to hear. We got division. I look up there in the pulpit. We got division among preachers. Y'all didn't know that, huh? I guess I'm crazy. They say I'm crazy, Betty. So let it be. So be it. It's division everywhere, all over this town. The preachers can't even get together. We ain't worthy to take up this particular body, broken body and shed of blood because we're not in harmony. And I don't care how much you pray over this table here and you ain't in harmony, you even damnation to your own soul. We had to hurry up and get rid of him. My God, my God. It's all right. I'm all right. I'm all right. Wherefore, whosoever eateth this bread, watch this. Who eat this bread, unworthy. Eating damnation to your own self. If I got all against Dotson, I might not tell nobody. I might smile up in his face and don't lack him. You don't, none of y'all know it, but God do. God know. And I'm eating, sending myself to hell, eating off this table and shouting. speaking in tongues and going to hell. You can be quiet and go to hell, can't you? My daddy used to have a truck around here, and they called a chain for a dollar. Everywhere he'd go, they're rallying. Every screw in there looked like it's rallying. Willie know it, huh? Turn on Clinton Street, right, just rallying. They said, that's Mr. Johnny. And they wasn't lying, telling the truth. Your light going to speak for you. And if your light out, listen to me good. If your bulb go out, all you got to do is go to the store and pick you some up. Screw it back in there. It's all right. You ain't got to fix another light fixture. Just screw the light back in there. Smith, what are you saying? If I'm overcoming a fault, all I got to do is go to God. I ain't got to tell you. Now, that ain't your business. All I got to do is go to God and say, Lord, forgive me. Have mercy upon me. Done deal. If you believe it, you're walking in faith. It's a done deal. We don't want to do it. That's too easy. Well, that's why he died. To make it better for us. Under the old covenant, what he did under the old covenant, eye for an eye and tooth for a tooth. If you steal, they cut your finger off, your peeping tone, and pluck your eye out. That's what we want to live under. No, I know you don't, but you want to have that glory, though. You want all the glory and the God to come down and bless you. We pray in church all the time, Lord, bless him. Touch him, Lord. For what? You need to touch me. Now, God, don't ask God. God, we're up there in heaven, him and Jesus. The Holy Ghost is supposed to be here with you, and he's going to tell you to love me. He's going to tell you to do for me. I tell folks all the time, I don't bite my tongue for nothing. I found out that if you don't tell the truth and you let that stuff stay in you, it's going to blow up in your key. I try so many times in my life, I'm serious, to walk in the light, and he's in the light, as Jesus. You know what people tell me? You ain't no better than me. You ain't a bit better than me? I said, sure, right. I said, what it is, I'm less than you. I'm a servant. I believe in serving folks. I believe in doing what God say and looking out for the welfare of other people. That's my belief. But, Reb, you got to do this. I ain't got to do nothing but what the Bible say. I walk by faith, not by sight. If I walk by what I see, I'll be in hell now. Already been in hell. Satan will be clapping and rejoicing over me. Let us go on here. Let us go on. My God, my God. We need to go on and take the word. Let a man examine what? Huh? Examine. So see in my word. I know we're going to have prayer for the preachers, then have prayer for the congregation, those that confess. But what it is, you need to pray. You need to pray and ask God to forgive you. My prayer for you, unless you receive it, ain't going to be heard. Ooh, well. Unless you pray, even in the book of James, he say, look, you pray first. Then you send for the elders of the church. They'll come pray the prayer of faith and anoint you with oil. He said, you shall recover. We don't want that. That's too easy. All the hell we've been through all our life, you ought to want an easy road sometime. So if easy road means just submitting myself to God and selling out myself to God and let the Lord take over my life, that's better. Help us, Lord. We're almost through fussing. We're almost through. And I thank God for that. So we have to examine ourselves first, right? Make sure you worry. Don't worry about nobody else. They got to speak for themselves. Everybody got to speak for themselves. Don't worry about other folks. Worry about yourself. Lionel, worry about getting me straight and having me straight and representing God the way he wants me to represent him. That's my job. But he that eateth and drinketh an unworthy to eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now watch this, y'all. Can y'all see this? What is this? A Bible. The Bible consists of what? The Word of God. The Word of God consists of who? God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. So every time you read this, you're talking to God. That's why it's best that you read out all the time so God talk back to you. Huh? He talked back to you. He said, I wish that nobody perished. Nobody. God don't want nobody to perish. I don't either. If I see you off key, I'm going to come talk to you. I ain't going to get you up in the church. I come up that way. That's why I don't do it. Shame you. Well, Brother Smith want to get up and say something to y'all. And I get up there crying because I done messed up and they want me to make me. Well, what they want to do is make me lie. Because they see, they knew the Bible said, lie, you won't tarry in God's sight. They want to make me lie, but I ain't going to lie. If I messed up yesterday, I'm a man enough to say I messed up. I can say it. I ain't ashamed. If I messed up, I just messed up, and I tell you I messed up. And if whatever you want to do, you do it. But I'm not going to lie. Like a lot of folks want you to lie. They don't want you to tell the truth. You shouldn't say that, though. Say what the Word says. And you're going to be covered by the Word. Thou shalt not steal. Shall not kill. Shall not commit adultery. Shall not despite people that's over you. Shall not resent folks. Shall not lie on people. No false accusations. Now this in the church. This speaking to the church. Lift one another every time I come to church. You need to be praying for me, and I need to be praying for you. That don't mean I got to get up here and say, Lord, bless the pastor. Uh-uh. If I'm on the road, if I'm cutting the yard, pray for me. Walk by and see me out there cutting the yard and sweat and say, have mercy upon him. Go on by your bed. That's enough. You already prayed for me. That's enough. You don't have to tell me how ugly or how good looking I do. I don't need that. I already know all that. Tell me something I don't know to help me to get through this world here. This is a corrupt world, corrupt society. I need to have power to get through this world. Now, we don't want it that easy. Now, watch what it say here. Watch what this tell us. It's this rough, y'all. For he that eateth and drinketh damnation, eateth and drinketh unworthy, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself. For this cause many are what? Weak and many sick, what? Lord help me. Do the Bible lie? Do the Bible lie, y'all? The Bible don't lie. If the church would have been what it's supposed to be according to the book, I wouldn't have had to have back surgery. The saints could have touched me and prayed for me and hit me on the spot. But we wasn't together enough. We had an attitude and had opinions in the church instead of going down in prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. And if there was any sin, they shall be forgiven me. That's what the book say. In my affliction, Jesus saying, this boy, man, born blind. Cyber say, who fought is this? He born blind. Did they sin or his parents sin or what? He say, no, and neither one of them sin. For the work of God may be made manifest in him. He going to understand now just what he went through. He went through it for a purpose. And as the purpose is fulfilled, he can shout joy and make a joyful noise to the Lord. God help us. For if we could judge ourselves. Now, I guess I'm reading. Do I need to put my glass on? If we judge ourselves, we should not be judged. If I look at my own self, I ain't got time to look at nobody else and find faults in nobody else. Just look at myself. Ladies, don't y'all get mad with me. I don't think I'm the best looking man, but when I leave out, I'm going to be fixed. I'm fixed. I ain't coming out here no any kind of way. I'm supposed to be the pastor of the church. I'm supposed to set the example in all things, everything. And the people say, you always up in people's face. That's why I keep my mouth clean. They won't hear the halitosis. I'm telling it like it is. I ain't got to beat around nobody bush. Snake come out there and bite me and kill me. If I present myself before you in an honorable way, respectful way, that's me. I've seen what God showed me to do. And I got to do it. I'm commissioned to do that. Y'all help me. But when we judge, we are chastening of the Lord. Watch this. That we should not be what? Condemned with the world. If God chastised you, stop faulting me. You know I ain't did you nothing. Don't fault me. You'll get an attitude at home and come out here and try to take it out on somebody at the church. Don't you do that. Don't you do that. That's a sin. Your job is to make sure that you justify by the word of God. And when you justify by the word of God, you ain't got to hang your head down. Look up. Be proud of yourself. Don't you see? We got some good singing in Marvin, Dawson, Carter, and all these fellas, good singing, Joe Alker. These bad boys is singing. I just do my part. I don't jump up where I ain't supposed to jump. You ain't gonna never make me look like no fool. Mm-mm. I play my part, not your part. I'm gonna play my part. I get up there and try to do it. I had a guy, a preacher, a lot of you knew him. I got to bring, we're almost through anyway, so I ain't gonna worry. J.P. Anderson, anybody here remember J.P. Anderson? I know Mary Laura, she does, Dyson does, Betty does. J.P. Anderson, he was a famous preacher right around here in this area. Boy, he preached just like C.L. Franklin. Just like him. I had the crowd, you couldn't sit still with J.P. Anderson. One day, since he tried to sing a little with us, one day I told him this. I said, you preach just like C.L. Franklin. Yeah, I might be better. I said, no, you'll never get nowhere. I learned this in sports. You'll never get anywhere trying to be like somebody else. Be like yourself. Be like yourself. Accomplish that what God wants you to have, and then you'll prosper. Somebody going to pattern after you, but not in your culture, in their culture, but coming the way you came. And you're going to be blessed of God at all times. Always blessed of God. Don't go down with the world. Say, brethren, when you come together to eat, partake of the body, broken blood, broken body and shedded blood of Jesus Christ, pray for one another. If I'm not where I used to be, don't criticize me. Help me. If a brother or sister hungry, destitute of food to eat, now please don't do me like that because sometimes I lose it. And you tell me, let me pray for you. Don't you do that to me. It's in the book of James, Jesus Christ's brother say that. You hungry and destitute of food. I ain't saying come and tell me no money. I say you hungry and destitute of food. Don't you come up there and let me lay hand on you and pray for me. You better give me something to eat. We let that slip up the church. Here I'm hungry and having stomach cramp, and you tell me, let's pray for you. Think about it. Now, see how simple that is. Listen at me. I live this life. I ain't just talking something. I live this. If I come see you and send for me or something, I ain't going there to my, let me lay hand on you and pray for you. I'm not that kind of person. If you don't ask me to pray for you, I ain't praying. The Bible tell me pray one for another away. You ain't got to be at the church. Always pray one for another. Everywhere you go, pray for all people. Don't never stop praying. Before you sick, and I'm going to come to you, sister Bear, let me pray. I mean, you hungry. I ain't even got nothing to cook. And I'm going to come on laying hand on you and praying for me. You should take something to bust my head over. I'm a preacher and saying something like that. That don't make good sense. That's why we need to study this book. To know where we're going, why we eat this, why we partake of this right here, we need to get it out of here. Well, I'm through fussing. But I said what Jesus said. Verbatim. Got every line on line, precept by precept. I did it. I ain't ashamed. Regardless of what you say, I precept right there. You seen what I was talking about. Every line, every word. And I thank God for that. But I had to clear that. I had to make it clear what it is. It's not about me, how great I am. It's about how straight I am and how worthy I am to partake of Jesus' broken body and shed his blood.